The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Makas Dafei. The Gemara discusses on Dafei Amid Aleph, Barichus, the basic tzura of the din of Edim Zemim, the chiddush that the Torah believed the cat of the second Edim more than the first. Reuven and Shimon come along, and they say that Pliny owes Almoni $100. Come along Levi Yehuda, and they say Imanu Ayisim b'makom Pliny. The Gemara says that if Levi and Yehuda would object to Reuven and Shimon's edus outright and say it never happened, or we were there and we saw that that's not the story that happened, or any other form of being makhish, of standing against the edus of Reuven and Shimon, the halacha would be that there would be no psak of kasha zomam lasis lachav. The only time there is this chiddush parsha, and there is this din of kasha zomam, and this oynish of kasha zomam, is only when Levi and Yehuda contradicted the opinion of Reuven and Shimon with the formula of imanu ha'isim b'makom pliny. This is a chiddush ha'tayra, and this is the gzeres ha'kosim. Now, in truth, there's a tremendous chiddush in the parasha of Edim Zaymin. Who says that Levi and Yehuda are more Neman than Reuven and Shimon? The Gemara says even later on that even if there would be 100 Edim against 2, there's no Adifus, there's no more credibility, Trei Kameya, and there's no more Nemanus and weight given to the testimony of 100 Edim than 2. So that's not the issue over here, it's not determining whether Levi and Yehuda are more Neman than Reuven and Shimon. 2 Edim are Neman, if they're kosher Edim, and Reuven and Shimon's Edus have the same weight as Levi and Yehuda. There's a Gzeres HaKosav here, and the Gemara in Bava Kamma, in the 7th Perek, creates a Chiddush Lalachah. The Gemara says that since Eid Zemim Chiddushu, we don't have a logical explanation why the Torah believed Levi and Yehuda more than Reuven and Shimon. The halacha is that if Levi and Yehuda say Edus that Reuven and Shimon that Imanu Yisim b'makom Pliny, and not in the place where Reuven and Shimon allegedly saw Pliny, let's say, borrow $100 from Almoni, the halacha is that Reuven and Shimon become like any other Edim that are proven to be possible. They become possible Edus. The halacha is thereafter they do not have a status as kosher witnesses in any form or fashion, whether it be Dine Momnes, or Dine Poshes, or Dine Malkus, or Dine Dovish Be'erva. They cannot be Edim by a Chasna, for instance. The halacha will be that they only become posel Mikan Ula Habo, not Lemafreya. Meaning to say, L'chayra, Reuven and Shimon should become posel from the time in which at which they issued their testimony that Pliny owes Almoni $100. The halacha is not that way. The halacha is only from when Levi and Yehuda say that Reuven and Shimon, Imanu Ayisim and Malkum Pliny, that's when they become posel. Why do they become only posel then? Says the Gemara that since Eid Zemim is a parsha which is Mechudeshes, the halacha is that they only become posel then. Maybe now is not the time to get into the understanding of this, because it's Gzeres HaKosav, that's the way it is. The halacha is, well, let's give Agdama first. The Tur in Siman Lamed Ches gives a little more definition to this Chiddush of Edim Zemim. Why is very hard to understand. Why is Levi and Yehuda more Nemon than Reuven and Shimon? Dosh Teitim Neteru, it's Gzeres HaKosav. But what's the definition? Because we know, Lamashul, that when Reuven and Shimon come along and they say that Pliny owes Almoni $100. Come along, Levi and Yehuda, they say that we know that Pliny does not owe Almoni $100. Reuven and Shimon come and say Pliny broke Almoni's window. Levi Yehuda say, we were watching, we saw that the rock didn't go through Almoni's window. Who do we believe? Stalemate. The truth of the matter is that we don't believe anybody, or we believe both, and we're stuck. And the halacha is whoever would be holding on to the money stays a muhsik, and we can't be maitzimam. Either party cannot be maitzimam from the other. If, l'moshul, Pliny had not yet paid Almoni, so then he would not have to pay, because he has to aid him on his side. If Almoni was anyways holding on to $100 that Pliny owed him because he was a customer of his, Almoni would be able to say, I'm not paying the $100 because I have aid him on my side that he owes me $100 for a broken window. So, it's basically a stalemate, which is called, B'loshna Gemara, Trei U'Trei, two and two. It's a stalemate, it's two against two. But in Edim Zoymim, we believe the second cut of Edim. Says the Torah in Siman Lamed Ches, that Edim Zoymim were never makhish, they never contradicted the testimony of the first Edim. An outright contradiction, we say stalemate. But, he says, in this case, Levi and Yehuda did not contradict the Edus of Reuven and Shimon. What they did was, they said that you could not have said, we don't know about the story itself, but you could not have said the Edus because you were with us someplace else. Since they did not contradict the Uvda, the Maisa that happened, they didn't say anything about Pliny or Almoni, they just said that your seeing the story, the Malkin Pliny could not have happened because you were with us someplace else at that very time. So therefore, Levi and Yehuda can be sois to Reuven and Shimon because Reuven and Shimon never said against Levi and Yehuda. Now, again, this is all a chiddush because inherent in Reuven and Shimon testifying that they were in the Bronx Zoo and they saw Pliny borrow $100 from Almoni says by definition that they were in the Bronx Zoo at that time. If Levi and Yehuda come along and say, how could you have been made on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that you were in the Bronx Zoo when you were with us Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan in San Diego Zoo on the other side of the country, how would they be able to say that? So obviously, inherent in Reuven and Shimon's Eidus is that they were there, right? Otherwise they couldn't have seen it to be able to say over. But since their Eidus itself was not contradicted, the Torah says that the second cut is Neman. So again, like we're saying, L'chayra, the Torah is not giving a rationale behind the Gzeres HaKos. So what the Torah is doing is, he's giving a little more definition to the difference between HaKchosha and Hazom. HaKchosha means where the story of Reuven and Shimon is contradicted by Levi Yehuda, which creates a stalemate. Hazoma is where the ability of Reuven and Shimon to deliver that Eidus on Pliny and Almoni is called into question by Levi and Yehuda saying that they were not there. That is the definition of Eidus. Let's try to take this whole discussion out of the realm of the theoretical and make it a little more real, a little more practical. The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Chof that even though the halacha is there's a basic rule that Eidus, in order to punish, let's say, Reuven and Shimon want to say Eidus against Pliny, that he's a Retzeach, that he's Chayiv Golus, that he's Chayiv $100, whatever the case may be. The halacha is, Ein Mi'idin Elo Bifnei Baldovim. The halacha is that in order for Reuven and Shimon to say Eidus, Pliny has to be in the Bezdin in order for Reuven and Shimon to give that Eidus. And the Bezdin has to paskin, again, with Pliny, in the Bezdin, hearing the Psak there. The Gemara says that if Reuven and Shimon had previously said Eidus, that Pliny owes Almoni $100, thereafter Levi and Yehuda come into Bezdin, if Levi and Yehuda would want to be Mazim Reuven and Shimon by saying Imanu Ayisim and thereby be Mechayiv Reuven and Shimon $100, since they're issuing an Eidus on the body of Reuven and Shimon and they're going to be Mechayiv them, the halacha is they have to say that Eidus in front of Reuven and Shimon, like any other Eidus, which is being Mechayiv Balei Dovim. However, let's say Levi and Yehuda come into Bezdin a month after Reuven and Shimon got finished with their Eidus. Reuven and Shimon had no place to be around. Levi and Yehuda come into Bezdin and they say, Imanu, Ayisim, Imakam, Pliny. Not Imanu, because they're not here. They say Reuven and Shimon, that said Eidus a month ago, could not have possibly been made on Pliny and Almoni, because they were not there, they were someplace else. The halacha is, the Gemara says, it's not Hazoma, because you can't paskin against Reuven and Shimon if Reuven and Shimon are not present in the Bezdin. However, it'll be makhish, the story of Reuven and Shimon, and the halacha will be that if Pliny had not yet paid Almoni the money, we now have Eidus of Levi and Yehuda saying that Reuven and Shimon's Eidus was false. We have a stalemate. And thereafter, the halacha will be that Almoni will not be able to get his money from Pliny. Because in that case, we're not paskining against Reuven and Shimon. You're right. We can't take money away from Reuven and Shimon based on on calling them Eidim Zemim. You can't paskin against them if they're not there. But you can paskin on the story itself. Maybe Pliny and Almoni have to be present, but Reuven and Shimon don't have to be there because you're not paskining against Reuven and Shimon. You're just paskining on the story which concerns Pliny and Almoni. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that even where the criteria for Azoma, because the Baledover, the original Edom, are not there, still the Edus will be enough to create Hakchoshim. And therefore, Levi Yehuda could be made in order to stop Almani from being able to be Moitzi Momin from Pliny. Now, the obvious question is, in light of what we just discussed from the tour, that Hakchosha's stalemate of Trey or Trey denotes Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda contradicting each other on a story, and not Levi and Yehuda contradicting, calling into question Reuven and Shimon's ability to be able to be made on that story. What happened if Levi and Yehuda walked in the Bezin and spoke about Reuven and Shimon? They don't know anything about Pliny. They just say, we know that Reuven and Shimon were not there. How is that Hakchosha? This is the Achronim's Kasha in light of the tour on the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chof. The Teretz is that the tour never meant to say that in Levi and Yehuda saying Imanu Hayisem, they're not contradicting the story. Even without talking about Pliny and Almoni, by definition, if Levi and Yehuda say that Reuven and Shimon are not there, were not there, B'Shas Maisa, on Sunday at 12 o'clock in the Bronx Zoo, by definition, now we don't have Eidus about Pliny owing Almoni $100. It could be, it could not be. But as far as we're concerned, as far as the business is concerned, we don't know anything about it. Or at the very least, we have Reuven and Shimon on one side of the fence, Levi Yehuda on the other side of the fence. We're at a check. There's nothing we can do about it. The Bezin can't be Moitzi Mamon from either, from Pliny to Almoni. Can't take money back from Almoni to Pliny. The two never meant to say that Levi Yehuda are not undoing the story. They just meant to say that the definition of the Gzeres HaKosuv is when Levi and Yehuda speak about Reuven and Shimon and not about the story. That's the difference between HaKosh and Azom. Therefore, even without the ability to paskin on Reuven and Shimon, still the halacha will be that the story itself is now in doubt. We don't know. We have a tray as regards to the story itself. This would be one way of understanding the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chof. And this way of explaining the Gemara in Ksubis is Mavurish in the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus, Perikut Ches Halacha Hei. However, the Rivosh would seem to contradict our understanding of what's going on over here. The Rivosh in the Tshuva says that if the second Eidim come along and they say, Levi and Yehuda come along and they say, the Rivosh proposes a Chiddush. And he says, different pshat in the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Chof. He says, the halacha will be that when Levi and Yehuda come along and say, without Reuven and Shimon present in the Bezin, and a month later Levi and Yehuda come along and say, we don't know anything about the story, but we know that Reuven and Shimon were with us in San Diego at the time of the alleged loan of Pliny to Almoni in the Bronx Zoo on Sunday Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Rivosh says that the halacha will be that since Levi and Yehuda, he brings the tour, and he says the tour tells us that in Hazoma there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that the second Kat Eidim are Nemon, and they override the first, the Eidus of the first are Batul. He says, true, without having Reuven and Shimon in the Bezdin, when Levi and Yehuda walk in, you can't punish Reuven and Shimon, because you can't paskin, not in front of Reuven and Shimon. The halacha is that a guilty party who is paskin on has to be present, and Reuven and Shimon are not here. You can't be mechayev Reuven and Shimon. But he says, since the Gzeres HaKosuv means the Levi and Yehuda are Nemon, the halacha will be that the Eidus of Reuven and Shimon becomes batel. If Pliny had already paid Almoni the money, I'll pay the Eidus of Reuven and Shimon, the Rivosh paskins la halacha, Almoni will have to pay that money back, because the second Kad Eidim are believed and not the first. Which means that we have a fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and the Rivosh as to the ramifications of this definition of the tour in defining for us the chiluk between Hakchosha and Hazom. The tour again defines Hakchosha as being a stira, a contradiction of two kite edus on the story itself. Hazoma means that the second Kat Eidus never spoke about the story. They spoke about the ability of the first Kat Eidus to offer that testimony about the story. The Gzeres HaKosuv is that Levi and Yehuda are believed over Reuven and Shimon for whatever reason. That's the Parsha in the Torah of Eidim Zayimim. According to the Rambam, if we're not paskening against Reuven and Shimon, then we don't have a Pasha of Edom Zaymim. Edom Zaymim means to pasken against Reuven and Shimon. Without that psak din against Reuven and Shimon, all we have is the ability of Levi Yehuda to take, to contradict Reuven and Shimon's ability to say that Edus. In which case, we have a trey or trey. We have a classic trey or trey. If our Pliny had not yet paid, we will leave the money by Pliny. If Pliny had already paid our money, there's nothing we could do about it. We can't take away the money from our money. He still has Reuven and Shimon. The Rivash says no. That since the Torah said that whenever Levi Yehuda are only upsetting the ability of Reuven and Shimon to be made on the story, but they're not talking about the story itself, we believe Levi and Yehuda, then that would be true even without a din edim zaymim against Reuven and Shimon, the chiddush hakosuf, that we believe Levi and Yehuda, would be true insofar as up to overturning the psak din, the halacha would be we would take the money back from Almoini and give it to Pliny. This is a machlokes, the Rivash and the Rambam, and it's the shittas are brought la'alokah. These are two very real opinions in what to do with contradicting edus, which happens all the time. Baruch Hashem doesn't happen that often in Bezdin, but it happens all the time in court where edim offer testimony and they took position A, and two other edim came and contradicted their story. Depending on what the contradiction is, are they contradicting the story, or they're contradicting the ability of the first kind of edim to present that story, will be a nafkamina la'alocha between the Rivash and the Rambam, whether we'll overturn the psak of the first din, and we'll give back the money that was taken, shalai kalocha, or we'll leave it at a stalemate, like every akosha of trade, and kinega trade. There's an interesting Minchas Chinuch where he clearly, in the fundamental understanding of the din of Edim Zaymim, assumed the posture of the Rivash in understanding the Salach. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin says the following din. The Halach is, we know, the Gemara is in the Perek of Hoyisha Rabbah and Yevamos Daf Peches, where the Gemara says that Mishum Iguno Akilu Barabonon, even though every Edus of Dovah Shebe'erva, as well as Momen, who Dinei Nefashos, needs to aid him. The Gemara says that Chazal were Mekel, in a fellow disappeared, in order to be Mater, his wife, and not to leave her as an Anguna. The Gemara says, we believe one aid to be made, and this was unfortunately in time of war, or in the Holocaust, this was all too often the case, where there were no two kosher aidim to say that unfortunately a woman's husband had been taken to the gas chambers or been killed in war. There was only one aid, and very often there was only a woman who was not kosher la'edus, when you need two kosher aidim to present in Bezdin. The halacha is, mishum iguna akilu b'rabbonu, we're mekel and we accept the testimony of one aid, din d'rabbonu. Says the Milchus Chinuch, a woman, and not only that, the woman herself, since we know that she would never lie, because if the husband shows up afterwards, she's going to be in hot water, the halach is that she's going to be daika v'nitzava. There's a chazaka that the woman will not be made about the death of her own husband until she's sure. A woman comes to Bezdin. She's made that her husband died in Mokum Glen. There's no other edim, only her. Come along two other women, and they say that this woman could not have been made that her husband died in Mokum Pliny on such and such a date, because the woman herself that's talking about her husband was with us in a different place. They said, Imanu Hayisa B'Mokum Pliny. Now, L'chayra, there's no psak that you're going to give on the woman, because there's no psak, there's no two edim. The din of edim zayim is only when two edim. Even the ktzayis that we discussed about Isurim in the first shir was only in reference to two edim talking on a bezdin. Over here you're talking about a woman being made by herself. So there's no that's not the issue. But the question is whether the two Edim, the two women that said Imanu Ayisa, are clearly Soyser, the testimony of the woman about her husband, they should be Nemun. If she had gotten married in the interim, well, Bezin will have to be Moitzir from her husband. The Mechaz Chiddush says a tremendous Chiddush. He says that since, without a parasha of Hazoma, there's no ability inherent in the testimony of the two women that came afterwards and said Imanu Hayisa, there is no hakosha of the first woman's story, then you're going to have to leave the first woman where she is. Since they never said anything about the story, what edus are they offering? Are they talking? Is the husband dead? Is the husband not dead? If they have any information, let them come and say the information. If all they're saying is where the woman was, what type of edus is that? In the context of Edim Zagnim, the Minchas Chinuch says, the Torah was mechadish, the ability of Levi and Yehuda to frame Reuven and Shimon by saying, Imanu Ha'yisa v'machum ployni. But when we're not talking about a parasha of Edim Zagnim, there's no Einish of Edim Zagnim, there's no Din of Edim Zagnim, there's only Edus Echad, what ability is there? What Edus is offered when they say Imanu Ha'yisa? Now, according to the way we understood, according to the Rambam, according to our understanding of the Torah, L'choira, in every saying that you were with us someplace else lies a questioning of your accounting of the story. If Levi and Yehuda say, how could you have said what you said about Pliny and Almoni in New York if you were with us in San Diego? So it could be that Levi and Yehuda didn't say anything definitive about the story that allegedly happened, but they're at least taking away Beis Din being mekabel, a one-sided presentation of Reuven and Shimon. They're calling into question Reuven and Shimon's ability to be able to present that edus. So we're left with a stalemate. The Michas Chinuch clearly understands, like the Rivosh, that unless we're talking about the Chiddush HaTorah of Hazoma, there is no Hakosha without the Parasha of Hazoma. When Edim say Manu HaYisim, there is no Hakosha. No, there's no other story. There's no contrasting and contradicting account of what happened, then there is no edus connected to the first cut. Novos. There's halacha of hazama. But when there's no hazama, namely by a eid echod, by a woman, there the halacha is that the edus will not be mekubal. And the Minchas Chinuch passes this way halacha. However, we're calling into question this psak of the Minchas Chinuch based on our understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to understand that even where the edim zomim are not present, and there's no parsha of edim zomimim, still there is a hakhosha that takes place. The Rivosh understood the Gemara and Ksuvah Stav Chof that there's a hazoma that takes place. Even without the Edim Zemim present to become mukhuyiv to the Oidish of Edim Zemim, there's a parish of hazoma where we believe Levi and Yehuda connected Reuven and Shimon. But the Rambam seems to understand that there is no parish of hazoma. Without the Edim Zemim in court, there's no hazoma. What is there? There's a hakhosha. There's Levi and Yehuda questioning the account, the way we were mekabel it, we as Bezer were mekabel it from Reuven and Shimon, we're left with a stalemate. Why shouldn't that be true here? Why shouldn't the two women be able to question the almana or the alleged almana's report of what happened to her husband, and thereby be soisa her edus and be moitzi her mibayla? Or even if you say not be moitzi mibayla because you have a suffix, but at least there's a suffix in whether she's allowed to live with her husband. The children that she would have with the second husband would be suffix mamzerim. So, Alpi the Rambam, and Achronim already asked this kasha of the Michas Chinuch, it would seem that the Michas Chinuch's Chiddush is based on the Ravosh's account, in which case, since the Rambam has brought La'alocha, we would have to pass like the Rambam, in which case, in that case, the two women that said Imanu Ha'yisa would be able to be soisa, at the very least be makhish, the account of what happened to the missing person that was offered by his wife, and the halacha would be that her testimony would be called into question with a hakhosha, and in that case, since there's two against one, two is always better than 1/8. It's only two against two, or three against two, which we say trei kameya, but two against one, we would pass from like the two, and we would be moitzi the isha mibaylo under certain circumstances. L'chol, that would have to be the correct psak l'halacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.